Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. I want to talk to you today about three myths about fat loss. The overnight experts and Instagram gurus are more numerous than they've ever been. So I want to make sure you have accurate information that you can put into action. So today I'd like to take a moment to debunk three popular fat loss myths that just won't die. Myth number one, you can spot reduce fat. For whatever reason, this myth just won't go away. Even though it makes no sense, when people have come to me looking for help, they've often said things like, I want to lose the gut, or I want to lose the fat on my arms. It's not their fault. We've all been misinformed. Think about it this way. If you didn't have a choice in where the fat accumulated on your body, why would you think you'd have a choice in where it disappears? The truth is, how do you lose your belly fat or arm fat? Here's how. Consistent, intelligent strength training, eating a diet of whole, minimally processed foods rich in protein and vegetables, and a mixture of short, intense bursts of conditioning slash cardio mixed in with longer, lower intensity conditioning sessions as well. Myth number two, you have to eat 6 times a day to lose fat. This is another one of those that really gets under my skin. Do people successfully lose fat eating smaller meals more frequently? Of course they do. So do people eating 3 larger meals a day and people doing intermittent fasting or whatever else is out there. Just because some celebrity lost 20 pounds eating 6 meals a day doesn't mean that that is the right approach for you. In fact, as busy as most of us are with our work, school, kids, family, whatever it is we have going on in our life, it may just not be feasible to eat that way. And that doesn't mean you can't lose fat. For most people, nutrient timing and how many meals per day you eat just isn't that important. What's important is that you are exercising consistently, understanding how to prioritize your resistance training and your conditioning, and consuming the right foods in the right amounts throughout the course of the day. Keep it simple, and you'll do better in the long run than following some fad diet you read about in Men's or Women's Health. And you'll be a lot happier too. Myth number three, fat loss is easy. We can look back and laugh at all those bizarre infomercials of the 80s about six-pack abs, buns of steel, and you can do it guy, and all the elaborate machines he was peddling. Yet, the fitness world is more wild, wild west than ever. And those 80 infomercials have just been repackaged as deceptive ads in your Facebook or social media feed. Let me ask you this. If fat loss is easy, why is 42% of the American adult population considered obese? I can't even escape the deception when I get in my car where I'm bombarded with radio ads guaranteeing 20 to 40 plus pounds of weight loss in 40 days. If that's easy by doing that, then gaining it back will be even easier. It's time to come to grips with the fact that fat loss is challenging and will require hard work, consistency, and discipline. What it doesn't require is starving yourself or making exercise a full-time job. Don't get sold on the magic bullet or secret sauce because there is none. Your best bet is to keep it simple, stick to the proven principles that work, be patient, and play the long game. You deserve this for yourself, and you deserve to know the truth.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.